President Kiir removed General Akol Kurkuch as Director General of the Internal Security Bureau, or ISB, and then appointing him to serve as Governor of Warap State. Akol replaces Governor Kulmore, who was removed Wednesday also. Kiir appointed Akech Tong Aleu to be the new Internal Security Bureau Director General. No reason was given for the moves, which were announced on the state television station. Boboya James is an independent policy analyst, and he thinks these moves are partly to address tensions between the National Security Service and the Tiger Division, which protects the president. He says it appears Kiir wants to consolidate power.
There's been a lot of reckoning in terms of what to do with Akol Kul. The president doesn't want to cause a very rapid decision to cause a problem with national security and the Tiger Division. So what he did was just to keep waiting and waiting and waiting to watch, you know, the back of Akol Kul.
Akim Majest is a professor at Dr. John Garang University. He says the news of the spy chief's transfer has created some fear in the country since no reason was given for the move.
Let's just take it as a normal routine, just a normal process where maybe the new blood are needed in the National Security Services. Let's just take it that way. And again, maybe the president thinks that this guy will be effective in that new role as a governor of Warap State, because you know Warap is engulfed or communal issues going on there. Maybe the president thinks that this guy is the solution.
Boboya thinks that although the president has power to appoint and fire people in top positions, he should share the jobs equitably and rotate them among the regions and communities.
The only problem is that some of these sensitive positions becomes more tribalistic, because a Dinka from his own area is now being appointed to replace the current Dinka person. So that's the concern of the people, because it should be a position that NSR students can be able to ascend to.
Hakim says it's too early to say much about the shift in the political and military ranks, and that people should give it time to understand the moves.
This creates a situation of uncertainty, because you don't know what is really going to happen now, especially when you change somebody who has stayed in one position for too long.
Akol, a long-time Kiir confidant, became the head of the National Security Service after independence in 2011. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.